Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways for free. freetalklive.com. The latest on the Ross Ulbricht case still to come here tonight. From what I understand, was not covered last night on the program when I was not here. So we will get into what transpired in the courtroom yesterday. There was no hearing today. So the hearings will resume next week. And, of course, we'll continue to keep you up to date on
the... They sure do love those three-day weekends, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think they were there today. Maybe they're catching up on other things. I don't know. They're not closed because apparently next week... the case may end, if it's not done on Thursday, but it might end the next day, they're going to have court Friday next week. So it's wrapping up, apparently, and the prosecution is on their final witness at this very moment. So we'll keep you in the loop with that and give you more about it here in just a bit. But first, let's go to Michael W. Dean, and also on the way, illegal snow shoveling. We'll tell you about that. Danica's got the story. But Michael Dean calling on Fiend Phone from a windowless bunker.
Hey, this is Mr. Michael Dean. I'm calling from a windowless bunker where it's 45 degrees out, all the snow is melted, and beautiful, sunny, tropical Wyoming. Yeah, man.
Nice.
This is I'm a long-time caller, but first-time Fiend Phoner. I think this is the first ever use of Fiend Phone to call into a radio show. I think you win the prize there, Ian.
Hey, you sound great.
And Ian has been Ian's been a supporter of Fiend Phone and a champion and a cheerleader of it. And he looks really good in that cheerleader outfit, the Fiend with the Fiend Phone logo on the front with the bird. But yeah,
well,
man,
funny
this is software that...
I was going to say, my girlfriend was looking to come up with a new idea for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. Yeah, but it doesn't sound good when you talk over top of me on the radio, so please stop.
Right. But it's possible. You can't do that with Skype. It cuts
the
other person
off. You can talk at the same time with Fiend Phone, and that's good for a conversation, but it's not so necessarily so good for radio, depending. I mean, crosstalk generally doesn't sound very good when everyone's talking at once.
Unless you're yelling at each other.
Yeah, I suppose that could
be. And even then, it's not good because words get said, microphones get swung around, and you know, hosts have to take a night off the next day. But it does make for great YouTube videos and being turned into GIFs.
Just going to say, and then the next minute someone's storming outside.
Fiend Phone is currently in beta. Is that right, Michael Dean?
Yeah, Fiend Phone's a program that Derek Slopey programmed and he and I designed to enable people to do podcasts and radio not in the same room, but sound like they're in the same room without going out and buying those $1,400 boxes that I had to buy to get on GCN. Yeah, man. It's fun. It's fiendphone.com.
So this isn't really, it's a great project, and I am certainly behind it, but, I mean, you mentioned that you called in. It's not like someone else could just install Fiend Phone and call Free Talk Live. It's not really designed for that.
No.
At this point, at least, it is not designed for that.
Not yet. Yeah. But there's some people setting up to use for interviews. Brian Sovereign's getting set up with it. Brett from School Sucks podcast. Just installed it today, and Ernie Hancock's getting it set up. He has it set up. It just doesn't. They're reconfiguring their studio. Their studio is like the Winchester Mystery House of radio. Do you know what the Winchester Mystery House is?
If it has anything to do with Winchester, New Hampshire, there's probably a lot of incest.
No. There's the house in California where the lady lived in it, and the ghost told her that she could never stop building the house. So she's got just stairways that go to nothing. She's got staircases that walk into the side of other staircases.
It's a crazy studio. Yeah. It's a great studio, but, you know, they're still building it 27 years later, I think. But they'll get there. They'll get there. Yeah, somebody's working on a Linux version of this right now. This guy Hugo from Mexico City, who does a Liberty podcast called Radio Barra Libre, which is open bar radio. he's a Linux guy, and he's making the Linux version of it. So people can stop yelling, make this for my blah, blah, blah.
Well, will it work on my R2-D2 and my C-3PO? It should work on all of my Android devices.
Only one of those is an Android.
That was funny. Did you... Oh, okay. We got
that's
the
a good point.
Star
R2-D2
Wars.
Would not be yeah. an Android, correct?
No, he's not considered an Android.
Okay, well, obviously I'm not a Trekkie.
Yeah.
Don't make me come over there.
Yeah.
All right, Michael
Hard
Dean.
To make, Trekkie jokes.
Beanphone.
Can always correct you.
.com.
Yeah, man.
Beanphone.com.
Yeah. Yep, that's Foxtrot Echo Echo November Phone. .com. Fiendphone will replace old phone within 2 years.
Oh, that's very optimistic.
Thanks for having me on, man.
That's very optimistic, and I appreciate the optimism. And it's good that it's here. I think it's a great product already, and it's still in beta, so I'm sure there's much more to come. Thanks for the call tonight. As Michael Dean, well, let's go to Skype, where we've got Dean on the line, I believe, in London. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Good evening.
Dean, you're on with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. Hi, yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know what's going on over in the UK. Interesting times.
Do tell.
There's a guy called Tom Crawford that lives in the middle part of England in Nottingham. And he was written to by his bank to say that the mortgage effectively had come to an end, and either he'd pay the outstanding loan on the mortgage or to lose the house and sell. The guy originally took out what was called a part payment and a part insurance, which we call an endowment. I'm not too sure whether you guys are the same thing over in the US. And what happens is when the mortgage reaches maturity, the insurance pays off the mortgage. They denied that was ever the case, even though this guy has got all the relevant paperwork and gotten the proof and evidence. And they're...
Who denied that it was the case? The insurance company or the mortgage company?
Yeah, the mortgage company.
Okay.
And what's happened is that this case has gone on for a couple of years.
So hold on. So just to make sure I'm following you. You're saying there's an insurance policy that supposedly paid off the mortgage.
Yeah.
But the mortgage company saying, no, that didn't happen, even though they cashed the check?
That's correct. That's correct, Ian. He's got evidence. He's got the paperwork. In fact, 10 years ago, he noticed that there was a change in his mortgage repayments, and they got in contact with the bank, and the bank apologized for the error, saying that they'd correct it, and stupidly, they believe everything's okay. But the bank's trying to foreclose on him at the moment. And things are getting quite interesting because they tried to foreclose on him in the summer of last year, and 400 people turned up to prevent the eviction.
Oh my!
We have in the UK. I know we have bailiffs. Your bailiffs are obviously in the court. Our bailiffs are like the equivalent to your sheriffs, where they turn up on the door and, you know, okay, your sheriffs carry guns, our bailiffs don't.
Okay.
Shaveheads and their knuckles.
That almost sounds profane. Can you spell that for me?
A shaved head, effectively. They're knuckle draggers.
S-H-A-V-E-D, shaved?
Like buzz cuts. They just
have
buzz
cuts. Yeah, I was thinking something else, too.
So they have no weapons except for their own fists.
Not officially, Ian, okay. Anyway. But these guys turn up and they expect you to leave. And what happened was in the summer is that 400 people turned up to stop the eviction. A lot of people that are very active in the activist community.
Did the bailiffs even bother to show up?
Actually, Ian, no, because obviously they realised that it would cause a riot, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on YouTube. The man's name is Tom Crawford, and if you just put Tom Crawford in, you'll see everything that's gone on. Where it gets interesting is that in the UK, again, the same situation is with the guests in the US, they don't Is that the bumper music?
Yeah, stand by, Dean. You can tell me more about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're here, and we'll take your calls about it, whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the snow shoveling that is illegal. We'll tell you more about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals, got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. You will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we've got Skype. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, you've heard about Bitcoin and you've heard about blockchains, but what does it mean for you? Well, you can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March 28th through the 29th. That's coming up, and you'll find out. Keynote speakers include the world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, also IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and many other speakers are being lined up. It's the biggest Bitcoin event going, and especially since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future, going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas on March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets there, and then don't forget to use code FTL to get yourself a $25 discount off the $150 admission price, which is already very affordable for these kind of conventions. And not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So you're getting an amazing price on a one-of-a-kind event, and you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live was there last year. We broadcast live from the event. We had a great time, and we're excited to be part of it again here in 2015. So we will see you in downtown Austin March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, grab your tickets, and use code FTL to be a part of the future. As we go back to Dean, he's on the line with us from over in London. Dean, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were explaining to us about a guy named Tom Crawford who apparently he had a policy that was insurance policy that was supposed to pay off his mortgage, and he says it happened. He says he's got the documentation. The bank company says it didn't happen, and then they tried to foreclose on his house, but 400 people showed up to essentially block that from happening, and that's kind of where you left off.
Yeah, so obviously there's been a bit of wrangling in the courts. Effectively, the higher court has said that the property's got to be foreclosed on. More people that have, some legal brains have now been involved and people that really know what they're doing with regards to, in the UK, we have a thing called civil procedure rules, which is the rules and regulations for the higher courts. I guess it's the same, the federal rules that you have over in the US. Yeah. And effectively, all the paperwork that's put in the court file is fraudulent. There's no court seals. It's not what's called sort of prescribed form.
So what you're saying is the court's in on this.
Well, this is the thing, Ian. Where do you separate between theory and evidence? Or the people that are working on it have actually come out on record and have got documentary evidence to show that the correct court seals are not being used. So there's no line of liability.
So wait a minute. So some of the documents have a seal, but it's the wrong seal, or they're just not sealed at all?
Just not sealed at all, Ian, which means that they're not signed off by the relevant judge. So there's no.
How do you deal with that? I mean, how does one even begin to challenge something like that?
Exactly, Ian. This is it, because who checks the checker?
Right. Who watches the watchers? Sure.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess you could go to the judicial conduct committee or whatever the equivalent of that is.
And right. But who watches
a bunch of judges?
Who watches the watchers that watch the watchers watch the watchers?
In theory, the legislature in the United States, I guess you could go to them. But
okay, 95% of them get reelected, so nobody is really watching anybody.
Yeah, your judges are elected.
Everywhere. They're elected in some places. Here in New Hampshire, they're appointed for life.
By
the governor,
until they retire.
Or they die sitting on the bench in the House of Lords, and no one realizes they've died. That's happened.
So, I mean, it's frustrating. So what I'm hearing you say is that this guy's screwed. They're going to ultimately, the courts are going to rule in favor of the bank.
It's got even more interesting, Ian. To bring you up to date, that's what happened in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The bank have now employed a group of paramilitaries to come and foreclose this property.
What do you mean by paramilitary?
Right. What's happened is... Sorry, is that Daryl?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Daryl. Hi. Yeah, what's happened is the bank have employed these paramilitaries that are, they're called an asset management specialist.
It's like a private private enforcer?
Private knuckle draggers.
Okay.
And these guys are ex-special forces.
Yeah, so like sounds like the equivalent of like a Blackwater or Z.
That's it, yeah.
Whatever they're calling themselves these days.
That's it. So the eviction, the alleged foreclosure eviction was last Friday. There was one small problem. Over 700 people turned up.
Oh, my goodness. Normally you lose momentum with situations this. It gets more and more difficult.
Oh, no. What's been happening, Ian, is you know the meme, I am Spartacus?
Yes.
There's now the meme, I am Tom Crawford, and Tom wears an English straw hat, and the visual is the hat with the writing, I am Tom Crawford. And what happened was is 700 people turned up. Again, this is all on YouTube. You guys can see it.
And when was this? When did the 700 people think?
Last Friday.
Okay.
Last Friday. Shut the place down. There was a police helicopter above, obviously, watching what was going on. These guys turned up, and they turned up, obviously, to check to see what was going on. But stupidly, they didn't do their research, and they pulled up a road, which is a cul-de-sac. So they got surrounded.
Wow, okay, and then what?
And you'll see them on YouTube denying who they are. Well, the joke of it was is that obviously with the access, you know, you can find anything about anything now. The guy that actually runs the business, they've got his face driving the main car, and they found his details on LinkedIn.
Incredible.
So not only are these guys trying to pretend that they're just citizens going about their business, they've actually lied who they are, and they are a bit part of this enforcement asset management company that are ex-special forces.
Interesting. Dean, would you recommend people who want to check this out, YouTube search for Tom Crawford, UK?
Tom
Crawford, just London?
Tom Crawford. No, this is in Nottingham, which is in the middle of England.
Thank you for the heads up on this, and please do feel free to keep us in the loop as it develops, and I thank you for the call tonight.
All right, Nottingham, that's where Robin Hood, the real Robin Hood, was from.
Allegedly.
Robin of Locksley, and you know, hopped around there. The Sheriff of Nottingham was always after him. Maybe there could be some sort of real life Robin Hood that comes to help save this guy.
Sounds like he's got it taken care of. There's 700 real life Robin Hoods, I guess. The more things change, the more they stay the same in some ways, I suppose.
That's right.
Trouble in Nottingham. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, teenagers banned from shoveling snow.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. ExpressCoin, it's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, bitcoins, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. So you get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or by making a deposit at a local credit union. This solves your problem. If you've been thinking about getting bitcoins and you've been wondering how the hell you go about doing it, and maybe you don't really trust the idea of meeting somebody in a dark alleyway or something like that to conduct a bitcoin transaction, just go to expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, expresscoin.com can help you, and you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. It's free, of course, over at expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com.
So how many of your Bitcoin transactions have actually happened in dark alleys?
None of them.
Because I've never had that experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know where you're getting your Bitcoin from. But
obviously a dark back alley somewhere.
Yeah,
but I don't know where that dark back alley is.
True. I mean, my transactions have never happened in a dark back alley, but in theory they could, because if you don't use ExpressCoin.com, the person you're meeting may want you to meet them in their car in a strange parking lot somewhere. I mean, you never know about these people, right?
Yeah, you never do.
True.
And next thing you know, they're taking in a van down by the river. I mean, that's going to happen.
ExpressCoin.com. Go and check them out. So, Danica, you had a story tonight that I also had, and I wanted to jump into that, because usually we all bring things in independently. We don't have any sort of a powwow session on show prep prior to 5 minutes before the show. So
you mean you don't get the memo from the Koch brothers and George Soros?
No, I just sort of randomly...
He doesn't put on his TPS reports either.
Flit He's around just... on Facebook and click on stuff. And, of course, I also did some digging on the Ross Ulbricht case, which I do want to talk about a little bit later on. But let's go with this one here, because teenagers are in trouble. And where is this happening?
Oh, that is...
They're trying to shovel snow, but they've been told, no, you can't do that.
Let's see, where does it say they're actually from? I believe it's Bound Brook, New Jersey.
Okay.
You know, obviously a place where it gets a decent amount of snowfall. And this kind of hit particularly home to me because I, you know, as a teenager, I also did odd jobs getting money. I babysat, I raked leaves, on some occasions I walked dogs, I house sat when I got older. So people are complaining that, you know, oh, teenagers don't have any sort of responsibility. They don't want to work. Well, that's because
they can't.
They can't work. You know, I'm willing to bet that most teenagers, given the opportunity, are more than happy to go and do a little bit of work for some money. I mean, you know, because money speaks, and now they can't because stuff like this happens.
Well, it's super not just this, and we'll find out what you're talking about, but it's also difficult for regular businesses, you know, sort of on the up and up that pay taxes and all that. It can be very difficult to hire a teenager. Under 18, there are restrictions and rules in various different places that some federal, some state...
Can't work more than 4 hours a day
without
if it's during the week. No, there are some places to where they say you can't work more than 4 hours a day during the week.
Period.
Period.
School.
You can't work after 10 p.m. You can't do, you know, certain things. You can't work like, you know, the hot stove at McDonald's. You have to work the register.
Can't serve alcohol.
Can't be around knives.
Yeah, that's true as well.
You can't sell tobacco or alcohol.
Yep. So it gets very, very restrictive. So let's talk about what happened here.
Sure. So apparently the world isn't like what it was when I was a kid. This is what the author is saying. No more Kool-Aid stands, no more doing yard work for cash, no more shuffling snow, as the government now has their hands in everything, regulating all aspects of our lives. So then the author speaks, when I was a kid, I remember passing out flyers to do yard work, which would earn me in the range of about $15 to $20 a yard, raking leaves or mowing. I was also setting up a Kool-Aid stand at the street corner at the age of 8, garnering the attention from neighbors willing to pay a dollar for each glass. However, those days are over. During the recent snowstorm, the school was closed and a few high school seniors were eager to make some extra cash by helping out their neighbors. But moments into their venture, they were shut down by local cops.
Now, this makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't you want... Someone who's young, you know, high school guys, they're
a lot of energy.
You know, they're strong, they got energy, they can shovel for a while. If you're 75 years old and inevitably there's probably some elderly folks there in New Jersey who have not yet moved down to Florida who could probably use a hand taking care of shoveling driveways and things
or
like that.
Or if you don't mind shelling out some money because you don't want to get out in the cold and do it yourself.
Sure.
I mean, you know, here they are providing a service from the market and the cops have to step in and just say, oh, nope, can't do that. So the recent snowstorm caused Eric Schneff and Matt Molinari, were dumbfounded when they were shut down by police after someone called 911 complaining that the boys were passing out flyers offering snow removal services. So someone called 911. Did they really think that they were in trouble?
A busybody snitch called 911.
Right, and interestingly enough, I overheard a couple of state reps discussing this same thing here in New Hampshire. Yeah. While I was in the line at the legislative cafeteria on Wednesday.
And what were they saying about it?
Apparently what had happened, the teenagers were charged, or the claim is that they were soliciting without a panhandler's permit. It's not that they were, you know, working and not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's they didn't have the permit to be a panhandler.
Right, to ask for the sale, you need to have a permit.
In their own neighborhood.
Yes.
It goes on to say that there's a picture here that's also posted on the website. Clearly it says snow removal. Shovel your driveway, shovel your walkway. Prices are negotiable. Please text, call tonight or early tomorrow morning. It lists the boys' names and it lists both their phone numbers.
Okay.
So, and Then the police chief talks, said that an officer was dispatched to the street because a resident called to report a suspicious person with curly blonde hair and a hoodie who was walking through yards. Now, it doesn't...
Of course the guy had a hoodie! He was walking in the snow!
It doesn't say that he had the hood on, and, I mean, obviously they could see his hair, his curly hair.
Mm.
So maybe part of his head was shown, maybe all of it was shown, I mean...
Could be long curly hair.
Well, I'm just saying that they obviously had a good view of the person. He wasn't purposely trying to hide
hoodies,
his face.
People hate hoodies. Like, these old people get very afraid.
I'm totally afraid of you wearing your cassette tape hoodie right now.
Right, it's threatening. Oh. All the colors.
Yeah, like, get away from me. Gosh.
I don't have any cassette tapes, Ian. What are those things?
So the officer told the young man that it wasn't safe to be out and to come back during the day.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess it was...
It wasn't safe when he got there.
Oh, yeah.
It was safe until the cops showed up with the man with a gun. It was okay until then.
Yeah, that boggles my mind. I kind of agree that perhaps the kid should not have been walking through yards because that's kind of rude anyway.
Well, who knows if that's even true?
Right, exactly. It doesn't offer any context.
The kind of person who calls the cops on someone walking around in a neighborhood is not necessarily the kind of person who is going to be fully honest about what was going on.
Oh, man, there's someone walking around and you know... At night, I should fear for my life.
Was it nighttime?
It says right here, they told them I wasn't supposed to be out and come back during the day. So it sounds like that it was at least, you know, after, you know, the sun had gone down. It was getting darker, it sounds
okay, like. Okay, so like 5:30.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, what, people can't walk around outdoors when it starts getting dark outside?
Well, okay, so there's an argument that could be made that if it was actually dark out, then that's kind of weird. You know, maybe it was the getting dark phase. Maybe it was actually dark out. If it was the evening, I would say it's okay. But if it's nighttime, soliciting the neighbors for snow removal probably is not the best idea. I mean, that's going to make people a little nervous.
I totally agree.
Okay, so it's fully dark in New Hampshire. It is fully
at
dark.
4 o'clock.
At like 5 like o'clock.
6:15, it is completely dark. Like, there's no more, like, residual sunlight.
Yeah, that's more like...
But it's still
I would not say that 6 o'clock is too late to be walking around outside.
Sure.
Not walking around, but to actually, like, go up and knock on a door, I'd say it's too
late. People aren't in bed yet!
That doesn't matter. More coming up here in moments, 855, 453. This is New Jersey, and there's fairly likely high crime in lots of places in New Jersey. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like, talking about restrictions that may not have existed, or if they did, they were not enforced when you were younger. But now teenagers in New Jersey are under fire from the police for going around and offering to shovel some driveways, to shovel some walkways in a recent...
Trying to do a good hard day's work.
In a recent blizzard, or just before the blizzard, I guess, was when they went around passing out flyers to residents in one area of in New Jersey. I guess it was this Bridgewater, Bound Brook, New Jersey.
Yes.
So we'll continue the story here. Also coming up, the latest on the Russ Ulbricht Silk Road trial. We'll let you know what happened in court yesterday. And that's all on the way. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So, Danica, as I was looking through the story from IntelliHub, I noticed that there's another sort of more detailed version on USA Today, where the police chief says that the two young businessmen, the 18-year-olds, were not arrested or issued a ticket.
Oh, that's good, at least.
And the police's concern was about them being outside during dangerous conditions, not that they were unlicensed. Quote, "We don't make the laws, but we have to uphold them. This was a state of emergency. Nobody was supposed to be out on the road."
All right, so let me just sort of pause you there before you go any further.
Sure.
The police always say, "We don't make the laws," but yet every legislative hearing where there's, you know, a piece of legislation to modify a law in some kind of way to give people more freedoms or to, you know, prohibit something from being introduced to restrict a freedom, the police unions are always there
every time
talking about how if this passes, then, you know, children are going to die, puppies are going to commit suicide, the world is going to end.
Oh, no.
This will be the downfall of Western civilization.
Yeah, they do take
positions. If this happens. And so then, most of the time, the legislates wind up doing what the police union request. So,
sure, because the police are so wise and benevolent.
They don't make the laws. They just influence them heavily to make sure that they're made the way they want to enforce them.
And kept the way they like them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lots of pressure and intimidation. Of course. They'll always get their way.
So, well, hopefully that'll start to change over time as more people move to New Hampshire because they're sick and tired of this nanny state garbage that's happening in so many other places and these restrictions on the ability to just, you know, start a simple business without having to go and ask some bureaucrat's permission. The cop here is also being dishonest, Daryl, when he says that we don't make the laws, but we have to uphold them. That's also not a true statement. The police don't have to uphold the laws. The police have discretion on almost everything. From what I understand, there may be a few things like certain felonies that they don't have discretion on. But from what I understand, that they generally have discretion across the board, and they can choose to not enforce the law at any given moment.
Right,
and
don't they use discretion when it comes to issuing out tickets if they pull you over?
Of course. He used his discretion here. He didn't issue a ticket to the young men when he certainly could have. But he also could have used extra discretion and left them the hell alone in the first place. He didn't have to even talk to them. Now, I think that it would have been one thing to say to them, hey, look, again, what we don't know is how dark it was out. I think it's a little weird to go around knocking on doors after dark. You know, if the person can't look outside their front door and you know, easily identify the person who's there. And
sure.
You know, if you haven't ordered a pizza, you know, if you aren't expecting a guest, then it's a little bit strange.
I would say 7 p.m. is the cutoff.
Well, I agree kind of with Ian that if it's dark enough to have to turn the lights on your car, you probably shouldn't be going around knocking on doors. I mean, what the boys could have done is, you know, maybe left a flyer in the doorway or under the mat so that they didn't disturb anyone.
That might have been what they were doing.
That's true. It could have been.
We're jumping to conclusions here, right?
Yeah. Because all it says is, saw somebody suspicious walking through the neighborhood.
That's true. Yeah, they could have just been leaving in the mailboxes or something like that, which is also federal crime, apparently. But I remember when I was younger in Florida, I walked around. I had some sort of flyer. I don't even know what it was for, but I was walking around the neighborhood putting it in people's mailboxes, and I had no idea that that was like a federal crime.
Sure, yeah, I've done that too.
And there was some people that were sitting outside of their house, and I don't know, I must have been in my early teens or something like that. And they started yelling at me for putting a flyer in their mailbox and were saying that it was a criminal act or something like that. And I just basically told them I don't care.
Oh,
and I kept going.
You told them.
But,
did they wave their fist at you and get off my lawn?
Well, I technically wasn't on their lawn because in Florida, at least where I was, you actually have mailboxes by the road. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's different from anywhere I've ever lived, where at least in the downtown areas of Keene,
all the mailboxes are right by the door.
Most mailboxes are right by the
front. The houses across the street from the LRN studio, they're on the road.
They are new. Both of those are new, and I believe there may be some sort of new policy going into effect or whatever, where they're trying to shift to actual roadside mailboxes. But Keene, New Hampshire is a very kind of like classic mail person walking about destination. Like that's, it's kind of old school, I guess, in that way. So back to the story here at USA Today. So he claims this was the state of emergency. Nobody was supposed to be out on the road. Now, that's also an interesting claim because we were talking about these travel bans that went into effect in different places, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, they all had different times at which you were not allowed to be on the road. At least that's how it was reported. Is this officer suggesting that during the travel ban you are also not supposed to be walking? Because if that's the case, that's even more insane. The idea
you cannot leave your house until we tell you that you can leave your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, the shelter-in-place thing during the Boston bomber where everyone's forced
say,
to stay inside.
I was going to say, yeah, Ryan, what happened with the bombings, it's crazy.
Over snow falling, and the ostensible reason...
It was snowpocalypse, Ian!
Well, didn't turn out that way, but the ostensible reason for these travel bans is that the roads are dangerous, like, you know, your car could be a death trap, essentially, if you lose control. And
your car could always be a death trap.
Sure, but you're more likely to lose control. I'm not supporting the travel ban. I'm just explaining the concept behind it, is that the roads are too dangerous. You can't possibly drive safely.
Yeah,
we'll be driving, but you
can't.
Just,
so I'm not allowed to let my dog out because, you know, my dog obviously can't use the bathroom in the house. I mean,
let the dog out. You just can't go out with the dog.
Well, the dog has more rights than I do.
There's probably laws against that in New Jersey, Daryl, letting a dog out unattended.
Put it on a leash and one of the little zip line things.
So again, just a strange thing, claiming that you can't even be out as just an individual walking around. The teens, they say, took the incident in stride and said the police told them that they only needed permission to go door to door, but were still allowed to shovel walkways if residents called them. So how would the residents know to call them if they weren't able to distribute their flyers to those residents?
I know. Are they supposed to be friends with all their neighbors on Facebook and send out this, you know, wide message that, hey, if you need your
walker,
I mean, that would work in some ways if they were, in fact, friends with their neighbors. Absolutely.
How likely is that?
But how likely, yeah. You know, I think, you know, the flyers, sticking it under a mat, putting it in, you know, the doorway, if there's like two doors, like one glass door and just regular door, put there. No one's affected. They're staying off the lawns. Like, you know, and again, it doesn't say if the kids were walking across the lawn. Like, across the lawn,
well,
not a nice thing
to
do.
The reports made the claim, but that may or may not have been true.
Exactly, yeah. You know, as long as they were staying off lawn and staying, like, on the
maybe
walkway.
Maybe they thought they were on the walkway, but, you know,
it was too snowy,
yeah. And you...
Right,
you know, can't
I know.
Really
you
tell
know,
where all
you know,
of the walkways are.
We're jumping all over the place here. I realize that there's like so many different ways of doing it, but you know, bottom line is that we live in a nanny state. It's just it's horrifying.
That they
it's
could
so
all
sad.
Just learn ESP and then communicate telepathically with all of the neighbors.
I wonder what kind of level of this there exists here in New Hampshire, where we're doing the show. I know there is such a thing as an itinerant vendor statute.
That's actually, I had mentioned that the state reps were talking about this, and one of the state reps said that in the town that he lives in, I forget the town, but it's somewhere out towards the seacoast, the town he lives in, they have such a thing as the itinerant vendor. So if you're going to basically be a panhandler or door-to-door salesman, mm-hmm. you have to have one of these permit things to be able to, you know, go around and tell people, hey, I shovel driveways.
What about all those politicians that pass around all those flyers saying re-elect
me?
Oh,
they exempt themselves.
Like, yeah. where's the crackdown on that?
Yeah, that's pure
thing.
Political speech, so therefore that is exempt.
Well, no, they're just exempting themselves. I mean, it's not that it's political speech that is somehow better or, you know, should be protected. It just is because they're politicians and they
right,
want exemptions.
Right, but courts have consistently ruled that things that are deemed to be pure political speech have extra protections over things that are, say, advertisements.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Same thing, you're advertising your campaign. It's straight up an advertisement. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you are the kind of person who would call the cops on these teenagers. We'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.